T-120 days and counting, ATF pistol brace rule published. By A.W.R. Hawkins on January 31, 2023. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, ATF, pistol brace rule was published in the Federal Registry Tuesday, which means owners of the braces have 120 days to register them with the ATF. On January 12, 2023, Breitbart News noted that the ATF's pistol brace rule was finalized, and that owners of the braces would have 120 days to register them once the rule was published in the Federal Register. The rule was published January 31, 2023. Prior to publication, the ATF pointed out, "This rule is effective the date it is published in the Federal Register. Any weapons with stabilizing braces or similar attachments that constitute rifles under the NFA must be registered no later than 120 days after date of publication in the Federal Register, or the short barrel removed and a 16-inch or longer rifle barrel attached to the firearm, or permanently remove and dispose of, or alter, the stabilizing brace such that it cannot be reattached, or the firearm is turned into your local ATF office, or the firearm is destroyed. Between the time of the rule's finalization and publication in the Federal Register, several Republican lawmakers have made clear their intent to block the rule or do away with the ATF altogether. On January 30, Breitbart News indicated Representative Andrew Clyde, RGA, intends to use the Congressional Review Act against the ATF's pistol/stabilizer brace rule. Clyde said, "Next week, I will reintroduce the Stop Harassing Owners of Rifles Today Act, or the Short Act, to repeal elements of the National Firearms Act, thereby prohibiting the ATF from registering and banning pistols with stabilizing braces. Additionally, as soon as the ATF's unlawful rule is published to the Federal Register, I will introduce a resolution of disapproval under the Congressional Review Act to override the Biden administration's unlawful overreach." On January 25, Breitbart News explained that a group of Republican House members led by Representative Eric Burleson, RMO, put forth legislation to repeal the National Firearms Act, 1934, thereby stripping the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, ATF, of the ability to turn law-abiding gun owners into criminals. Breitbart News reported on January 20, Representative Matt Gaetz's, RFL, introduction of the Abolish the ATF Act. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a Turning Point USA ambassador. A.W.R. Hawkins holds a Ph.D. in military history, with a focus on the Vietnam War, Brownwater Navy, U.S. Navy since inception, the Civil War, and early modern Europe. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly @her_Hawkins@Breitbart.com.